We're gonna read some out of the book of Joshua, first chapter. I'm gonna read the whole chapter. This is a good chapter. Pretty familiar. Most of you Bible readers. And the situation that Joshua was in. And I, as you think back and look through what Moses, the children of Israel had been through, what they come through, how the Lord took care of them in the wilderness at their own doings. But the Lord still took care of them. He supplied their needs. Joshua was probably paying more attention than the Bible talks about. I believe you'll find in the scriptures when Moses went up on the mountain. Now, it doesn't really get into no big detail. We know that Moses was communing with the Lord. But somewhere on that pathway up to the mountain, halfway up, three quarters, I have no clue. But somewhere, Joshua was standing by, according to the word, according to what you read, what you find. Because Moses come down off that mountain, Joshua was with him. He wasn't with the group. So you find, and I can't help but to believe that Joshua was paid a lot of attention to what Moses was doing in his life. And this very first verse tells us that it's after Moses had died. We know the scripture there. Now that was the first trip up on the mountain. It doesn't give no record to my knowledge about the second trip where Joshua was standing by or whatever, but the first trip up the mountain, Joshua came down to Moses. As they neared the camp, you know the scripture, Joshua thought that they had victory here. But Moses told him pretty quick that it wasn't the sound of victory. That what's going on. There's some other things going on. Moses knew very well. And it says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not forsake thee, I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For when thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host, and command the people, saying, prepare ye victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan, to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to the half tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, remember the word which Moses the servant of the Lord commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest, and hath given you this land, your wives, your little ones, your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord have given your brethren rest, as he hath given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return unto the land of your possession, and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side Jordan toward the sunrise. They answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto thy words, in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. So we find here in this beginning of Joshua that they was fixing to go over into Canaan land, the land that the Lord had given unto the children of Israel. You heard as I read, there's things that the Lord wanted Joshua to remember and to keep of that Moses had left with him, that of the commandments and what have you. This was a great undertaking for Joshua. But Joshua was the man that God had chose to be in charge when they went over Jordan. And this is how he began. there's a portion of this scripture that I love. I really do. I think of it, and I think of it often. Because Joshua, you put yourself in Joshua's shoes, he wanted to be sure that the Lord was with him. And he would, I don't believe he'd have undertook it had the Lord not charged him as he did in this verse, these verses. Not only that, I take courage and I take strength. He told him more than once to be of good courage. I take courage and I take strength in this scripture also. I really do, as an individual. And it applies, whether you'll have it or not, it applies to all that me and you do. He told Joshua this in the undertaking. He told him where they was going and what land they was going to possess and how far they was going to possess it. And he told him also, he said, wherever you put the sole of your foot down, I'll give it to you. That's what he said. I'll give it to you. I take good courage in knowing that God will be with us.
Amen.
No matter. We live in a day that's very uncertain as far as the world's concerned and very disturbing. You see more of the evil than you do the good in this world. You see more against, I guess is the better word, against the teachings of God in His Holy Bible. You just don't see it in the world. The truth of it is, and I've said this before, it's not just the world, it's them that have professed to be Christian. A large portion. But I, as an individual, choose to take courage in what God has done in my life. I do. Not just that, but what I've seen in other people on my journey. I've seen things. Haven't you? I've seen things out of men and women alike that has absolutely changed my life. Changed my way of thinking. You say, preacher, that's when you got saved. Yeah, but there's some things that you've got to cultivate. There's some things that you've got to keep going in your maintain is a better word. Maintain. You know maintenance is a difficult job. It just don't happen. You have to do something. You have to put forth an effort to do something. And it works the same way in the church. It does. It works the same way in the church. It's nothing new. This is what God told Joshua. He says, as I was with Moses. That what he told him? Or to make you want to shout. Hallelujah.
It ought to.
Or to make you want to get on fire. I take this person. You say, preacher, he is talking to Joshua. It's not just for Joshua. I believe it's for every born again Christian. We've let this world beat us down. We've let the things that's going on in the world rob us of our blessings. Have we not? Preacher, don't get excited. It's too late for that. Thank God. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Bless him all.
Ain't that good?
Amen.
Brethren, we ought to take this and apply it to our lives.
Amen.
It'll stand. I don't care how long this world stands, it will stand.
Amen.
Joshua, he probably didn't know how to lead, but thank God, God made a leader out of him.
Yeah.
Did he not? So many times we won't take hold of the plow because we don't know. Brethren, take hold of it and trust God with it this morning. Can't help it. There ain't no need me getting in to the midst of this. This is what I've got. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, he wasn't no different to Moses than he was to Joshua. Was he not? Woo! Glory! Woo! I know it's Sunday school. Thank God! Thank God! Thank God, he will be with me.
Amen.
One of you?
Amen.
That's the way I read it.
Yeah.
Ain't just reading it, brethren. It's the way I take it. Woo! There's something to not turning to the right and turning to the left. Thank God, keeping his commandments. Brethren, brings you blessing this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I'll be with you. Did he not?
Yes.
There's I'm going to take him at his word.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm just going to take him at his word. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, this world's upside down. It sure is. People in it's upside down. Lot of church members upside down. Yes, sir. There's no need in me and you denying it. Brethren, our people of our churches just don't have the desire, brethren, that they ought to have.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We know it.
Yeah.
We see it. Preacher, don't it bother you more than you'll ever know. But glory, hallelujah, woo! I believe my God still be with me. Don't make no difference what the rest of them do. Woo! 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 Don't you believe that?
Yes.
I believe you do. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo! I'm just going to mind the Lord, thank God. Makes no difference. Woo! What time it is this morning.
Yes.
Preacher, you miss you preaching up, so be it. So be it.
Bless the Lord.
There's things, my friend, that we all know, brethren, that people are out of God's will. You know it as well as I know it. Brethren, they're operating out of God's will. And brethren, I've had experience enough to know when I was out of His will, He was not pleased with me.
Amen.
I don't believe He's pleased with them. But I'll say it again. It makes no difference. It makes no difference. I've seen men down through the ages start and quit. I've seen men that I've had a lot of confidence in start and quit. I've seen men and women alike that just drifted away. My friends, it ain't never anything good come out of it.
Amen.
There's something too. Why? Why was it so important, brethren, that these people keep the commandments of God? Why was it so important that God told Joshua, be sure that you tell the people to keep the commandments which Moses given to you?
Amen.
Brethren, it was important because they were God's people.
Yeah.
And they were a separate people. And brethren, they were a peculiar people.
Amen.
Woo! Yeah. They were not like the rest of the world.
Right.
Neither shall me and you be.
Amen.
That's it.
Right.
Yeah. It don't change.
It don't.
It just don't change. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. What did he say? I will not fail thee. I will not forsake thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a promise. I'm going to tell you something, folks. It's not just a promise to the individual. It's a promise to the church as a whole, my friends.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
He wanted these people to know, thank God, God was going to be with them.
Amen.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! Can't help it.
Bless him, Lord.
Can't God. There's things. These things, my friend, absolutely, absolutely, it just tears my heart apart. But brethren, when I get to praying and get humble between me and my God, woo, He lets me know, brethren, I'm one of His. Thank God. Ain't that good? It'll get all over you. Thank God. It'll make you shout. In the midst of all trouble. Yes, He will. He said, be strong and of a good courage. That's not what He said. He said it about 3 or 4 times. Be strong and of a good courage. Preacher, you ain't never faced much in your life. It doesn't really matter. Do you know that? It doesn't really matter. These things that probably bother me that don't bother you.
That's right.
And there's probably things that bothers you that don't bother me. We're made a little different, but we're all alike. Makes sense. Makes sense. There's not a one of us here, brethren, that can make another one do what I think you ought to do.
Amen.
None of us. My wife sitting back here, I can't make her do one thing. I've been married to her 52 years. 52 years. You reckon I know her? You reckon she knows me? I guarantee you those times she'd like to wring my neck. Huh? Sometimes I'd like to wring hers. Yes, sir. But I love her. Huh? I love her. You think, my friend, that God don't know us?
Amen.
David says, I say this a lot. David said, He knoweth my down sittings. He knoweth my uprisings, and He knows my thoughts afar off. Glory! Hallelujah! He knows, thank God, what's coming. Yes, He does. He knows what I'm going to do when it comes. You know that? I get aggravated a lot of times. Sometimes my first impression ain't real good. You know what I mean? Sometimes my first impression about a situation is not good. But I'm glad that God has taught me not to deal with my first impressions.
Bless the Lord.
Wait a minute. Hard to do sometimes, but wait a minute. Brother, you wait on the Lord. You search things out His way, and I'll guarantee you, He'll take vengeance.
Amen.
Glory!
Yeah.
Hallelujah! Bible says, vengeance belongeth to me, saith the Lord.
Amen.
It's His.
Yeah,
it's His. You don't think He gets due benevolence? You don't think He gets recognition out of the wickedest, vilest person living today? He does. He does. His way, not my way. His way. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Bless the Lord.
I'm glad I come. Ain't you?
Amen.
It's been good. There's a lot in this chapter. There's things in this chapter that it'd do us good just to live by.
Yeah.
To live by. He gives the inheritance. He gives some inheritance on this side of Jordan. But he also charged them.
Amen.
He said, I know Moses has given this land unto you.
Yes, sir.
But he said, "You, it's yours. It's yours.
Yes.
He said, but you, all your valiant men, is going over armed.
Amen.
Going over armed. Until what? Until all the brethren have rest.
Yeah. Amen.
Listen. Said then, when they have rest, said you can go back over and possess your land.
Amen.
Did he not?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. There's things, and you know what the good thing of it is? Those that he charged for that, they come to him and they said, we'll go with you. Said, wherever you send us, said, that's where we're going. Whatever you tell us to do, that's what we'll do. Because we know that God is with thee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Folks, I can't say it enough.
Lord.
This morning, me and you as individuals, makes no difference what comes our way. Makes no difference what we face. Listen, God is with us.
Amen.
Amen. He's with us. Thank God. We ought to just praise Him that He's with us. He ain't just justified us. Folks, He has glorified us.
Yes,
He has. These folks, my friend, looking for glorification. These folks is looking when they get to heaven the same with the angels. The truth of it is you can sing a song that the angels cannot sing. Glory! 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 Hallelujah! Shout, thank God! The victory is yours! Is it not? It's ours! Brethren, don't give it to the world today! That'd be the message in all this. Brethren, is just don't let the world steal your joy.
Amen.
Don't let the circumstance, brethren, steal your joy. It can. It can. It can very quickly if we allow it to. But brethren, let's take this. I can't help it. I'm just going to charge you. Brethren, this is something that he told Joshua, but brethren, it'll do for every individual sitting here.
Yeah.
Yes, it will. He ain't going to forsake you. He ain't going to leave you. He ain't going to fail you. He ain't going to fail. You say, preacher, there's a lot of things I failed in. Maybe, but God, I'll guarantee you, was still the one that got you out of it.
Amen.
Do you know that?
Yes.
All the messes we get into a lot of times, they're not coming from the Lord. A lot of them's coming from us.
Yeah.
But isn't it amazing how God still delivers us? Huh? When we get down earnest between us and the Lord, I'm talking about just between me and Him. brethren, and they ain't nobody else. They ain't nowhere else to go. They ain't nothing else to do, nothing to be said. My friend, ain't it wonderful you can just get down on your knees and cry out to a holy God? And brethren, not just cry out to something in the air. Brethren, cry out to a holy God, and He will answer thee.
Amen.
Yes, He will. He's my stay, He's my rock, He's my shield.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Thank God. I found Him to be that.
Amen.
I have. I found Him to be that. I found Him to be to me just exactly what I needed.
Amen.
Glory. Glory. Joshua, I say it again, Joshua, somewhere in Joshua's life, my friend, he decided to keep an eye on Moses.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And to keep an eye on somebody, you normally got to be around them. You know that? You normally got to be around. I believe he knew and seen. Why else would the Lord tell him, as I was with Moses? So shall I be with thee.
Amen.
Why? Why would he tell him that if he didn't know what Moses had been through?
Yeah.
I believe it. I believe it. You look around. I have before. I've looked around. I've seen people go through things that, honest to goodness, I didn't see how they done it. I didn't see how they made it. But I'm going to tell you, God was their fortress.
Amen.
He was their high tower.
Yes.
He was their all and all.
Yes.
And brethren, that's what He is. He is. He's our all and all. If He's not your all and all, my friend, you're going to fail.
Yes,
yes, you are. You're going to fail.
Yeah.
There's nothing in this world more precious than God being with us.
Amen.
You know that?
Yeah.
The Bible says, it teaches, in the book of St. Matthew, it said that His name shall be called Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. He come in the form of man, did He not? In the image of man. He came, but he came that God might be with us.
Yeah.
And He is with us.
Yeah.
Yes, He was. Now, can I say this? I would stop. I ain't going to stop. I'm just going to
ask the Lord.
Come on, man. You're just fired with it.
Yeah. Come on.
There's things. They are. There's things that God wants to do for us.
Bless Him, Jesus.
It being said that God was with us, I'm going to tell you that we have an edge over Joshua.
Amen.
We have an edge over Moses.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Why, preacher? Because it's not that God just with us in the flesh.
Yeah.
That's past.
Yeah.
That's past. He came unto them. They recognized Him not as the Son of God or the Son of Man. Now listen, He was both God and He was both man. God and man. He came in the likeness of sinful flesh because He had to condemn sin in the flesh.
Amen.
That's why. That's why He put on the image of the fleshly man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
There's not another like him. There's never been another like him, nor will they ever be another like him.
Amen.
He is. He is our all and all. Amen. Ain't that what we sang?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Brethren, God came into this world. He come unto his own, which was the Jewish man.
Yeah.
The Hebrew. The Israelite. Yes, sir. He came unto them. That's what he come. Why did he come unto them? Because them were God's people.
Amen.
All the way down through the ages. Didn't matter what state they was in, the children of Israel was God's people. A lot of times they didn't follow him. They didn't act after him. They didn't do the things that he commanded them to do. But brethren, I guarantee you, he delivered them more than they was worth delivering. He even said it. And he tells us in this word, in this Bible, my friend, he said, what did he say? He told them that he was their God and they was his people. And he delivered them sometimes not because they were so good, but because the enemy was more wicked than them.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's why he delivered them. He knowed them. Brethren, and he come down on fleshly. Come down to where they could see him. And they followed him, some of them. But a lot of them didn't. But not just that, he done away with the fleshly side of things. He done away with the carnal side of things. Yes, he did. And he changed it to a spiritual side. To a spirit, my friend. God is a spirit.
It's
what the book teaches us. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to be honest with you. Brethren, we have no excuse.
Amen.
Today,
amen.
We have no excuse. If you've ever been born again, brethren, the Spirit of God dwelleth in you.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Ain't that good?
Yeah.
Ain't that better?
Yeah.
As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. Listen, folks. He's given us the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, and it's not the spirit of error. And my friend, we have nothing to stand on when we fail.
Amen.
It's all about us when we fail.
Amen.
But brethren, it's all about him because he will deliver this morning.
Amen.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
He's with us. Ain't he?
Yeah.
He's with us. I can't help it. There's some of this that just keeps coming. There's some of it ain't got nothing to do with what I thought I was going to preach on this morning. That's okay. That's all right. I thought a lot of times, my friend, and I give you men this morning portions, my friend, I believe God give me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm going to tell you something. Men, we need to stand. We need not, my friend, be dismayed. We need not let this world rob us My friend, we need to stand upon the promises that God's given us.
Amen.
That promise is still true.
Yeah.
He will not fail thee.
Amen.
He will not forsake thee.
Yeah,
brethren, that's a promise that'll go to your grave, my friend.
Amen.
Yes, it will.
Yes.
There's things that God wants to do for us. There's things that God would love to deliver us out of and from, but the truth of it is we won't give them to Him.
Amen.
We hold on to them. And my friend, we feed on them. Yes, we do. I'm here to tell you, my friend, I ain't the best thing going, but I'm going to tell you something. When God passes by, I feel like a king.
Yeah.
I feel like a child.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Woo! Not worthy. Yes, not worthy. But thank God that Spirit, woo! It does something to me.
Yeah.
My friend, that I can't get over, thank God. There's some good things when it comes to God.
Amen.
Good things.
Yeah.
Why, preacher, I tried it. I had a man tell me one day. He said, I've tried going to church. He said, I found out every time I go to church, something bad happened. I said, son, you got your eyes on the wrong thing.
Amen.
Huh? Got your eyes on the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this world wants to pile it on, but God wants to take it off. Yes, He does. He wants to take it off. He wants to give you joy. He wants to give you peace. Does He not? Don't tell me that the things of this world don't bother us. They do. It does. These things that are completely out of our control.
Yeah.
And we like to be in control.
Yeah. Yeah,
and when they get out of control, my friend, that's when we really get on the mully grubs and the loaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Yes. Bless Him more.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh.
There's a...
Bless Him more.
For those of you that's missed some of it this morning,
it was good.
It's been good.
We've talked about, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. He said, I will not fail thee, and I will not forsake thee. So just where you'll get the gist.
Yeah.
Where I'm coming from this morning, that's the gist of it.
Yeah.
And I told these men, my friend, that I take this personally.
Yeah.
I read this personally.
Amen.
Brethren, I believe with all my heart that God says the same thing to me and you.
Amen.
He says the same thing. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. I will not fail thee, and I will not forsake thee.
Amen.
Brethren, and these things, we let things of this world, my friend, overwhelm us.
Yes.
We let it overtake us. Yes, we do. Too many times. But brethren, I want you to hear that God's give us the promise, brethren, that He'd be with us just like He was with Moses.
Amen.
That's a promise. That's a promise. Now, you got a little bit of gist of where we've been this morning. I can't help it. I told them I couldn't help it. There wasn't no need in stopping. I let that bother me sometimes, but I'm just going to be honest with you. You just sit tight. I'll give you all I can of it. Brethren, and there's things we are absolutely inexcusable when it comes to us and God. We are inexcusable. We got no leg to stand on when we fail if we are a child of God. We can use every excuse. We can use every situation that comes our way. And I'll promise you, you live long enough, these things going to come. There'll be things that gets out of control. There'll be things, my friend, that's way, way over your head. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Things that you cannot change. Things that you cannot make a difference in. Things, my friend, that you have to trust and trust and trust in God. We're different. We are different. It's what I've been preaching. We're different than the world. We are. If you're a born-again Christian, my friend, you are not of this world.
Amen.
No, sir. No, sir. Jesus come down in the flesh. It's about where we at. Jesus come down in the flesh. I'll give you just a quick overview of where I've been this morning. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Might not mean nothing to you, but brethren, it means something to me. It really does. It means something to me. Brethren, that we are overcomers. Brethren, we are people, my friend, that are headed somewhere. And thank God we know the end. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. If you're a child of God. If you're a child of God, the Bible says that you're an heir of God. Joint heir with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's where we at. That's where we at. Brethren, the Spirit of God came down. Yes, it did. The Spirit of God came down. Preacher, are you sure it come down? It come down on the day of Pentecost. And folks, it's still here. Yes, it is. It abides. He abides. Thank God He's in our life. He's in our soul. Thank God we've got nothing, my friend, to have an excuse for this morning.
Amen.
Nothing. Nothing. It makes no difference. It does not. It makes no difference what comes your way, what comes my way, situations, my friend. He told Moses, he said, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. I'm going to tell you something. I told them this morning, they don't mind hearing it again. I'm going to tell you, Joshua, first chapter is where we at. You don't know where we at? That's where we at. Joshua.
Listen more.
Joshua, my friend, I believe his life, during the course of his life, my friend, he stayed somewhere pretty close to Moses. Yes, he did. He stayed somewhere pretty close to Moses. When Moses come down off the mountain the first time, had the tablets, you remember? Bible says that Joshua was with him. I told them this morning, and I have no clue. The Bible don't say. I know that Moses communed with God for 40 days and 40 nights. But brethren, somewhere along that pathway up that mountain was Joshua. halfway, three-quarters way, all the way, I really don't know. But brethren, somewhere along that line, Joshua was in line.
Amen.
Yes, he was. Because Joshua told Moses, did he not, when he heard all the noise down there, he said, they're singing victory. He thought that they had had a great victory. Bible says that Moses spoke to Joshua and he said, that's not the sound of victory.
Amen.
Totally.
Amen.
He knowed the difference. I'll tell you young folks, my friend, you need to lay hold of some older person. My friend, older than you, you need to lay hold of them. You need to look at them. You need to stay around them. You need to find out what makes them tick.
Amen.
Y'all didn't get that.
Yeah.
Listen, you say, preacher, why is that? I'm going to tell you. Because it will make a difference in your life. Yes, it will. Why, preacher, my heroes, some movie star, some this or some that. That's what the world does.
Yeah.
That's what the world does. Does it not? That's what they choose. You look at how this world has got. My friend, it is in a mess. There's nothing in this world sin anymore.
Amen.
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 They won't teach it. They won't preach it.
Amen.
My friend, they'll do the very opposite.
Amen.
And they'll tell you what a good time it is.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something. The good time will run out.
Yeah.
I told these men this morning, these people have been in my life. These people, these men and women alike that's been in my life that I count, thank God, very precious.
Amen.
I count something, my friend. I watched them. I listened to them. And brethren, I saw something good.
Yeah.
You know that? I saw something good. They wouldn't weigh up here and they wouldn't weigh down there. They wouldn't weigh up here one day, weigh down there. They wouldn't weigh up here one day and weigh down there. My friend, they had a life that was sort of even and sort of even keeled. And brethren, they didn't let the rudiments of this world rob them of their spiritual joy.
Amen.
It'll do it. Brethren, it will absolutely make you weak. Yes, it will. It'll get you to the place that you don't know which way's up. Yes, sir. But I'll tell you one thing. God won't do it.
Amen.
No, He won't. Brethren, God will deliver you.
Amen.
Whatever state you're in.
Yeah.
He will. I'd hate to tell somebody, my friend, how to get out of trouble if I ain't never been in trouble. But I've been in trouble. I can tell you how to get out.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been in the ditch. Yes, sir. I've had the ox in the ditch and me in it with it. Yes, sir. Haven't you? Yes, sir. Things all just turmoil. Absolutely. Turmoil. Absolutely. Didn't know which way to go. I'll promise you one thing. The world didn't help me. You hear me? The world, my friend, couldn't save me. The world couldn't get me out of that situation. My friend, it's a situation that I myself had got me in. But I'm telling you right now, God heard my prayer. Thank God He delivered me and got me out of my trouble.
Amen.
Yes, He did.
Amen.
I can tell you that. I can tell you that. I can tell you that it works.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I can tell you how it works.
Yeah.
Brethren, these folks today, I wonder this morning how many of us are the 99. How many of us are the 99?
Yeah.
Preacher, what do you mean the 99? The Bible says, you go in the 15th chapter of the book of St. Luke, you'll find some scripture over there, and it talks about three things that were lost. Three things that were lost. And it talks about three things that were found.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Found. I like to be on the found side, don't you? Yes, sir. I can tell you what it is to be lost, but thank God I'm glad I'm found. I ain't lost no more. That's what found means. Thank God that you ain't lost no more. Ain't that good? Brethren, three things. The Bible says there's a man that had 100 sheep. 100. It'll tell you the same thing in the book of Matthew, the 18th chapter.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It says a man had 100 sheep. It said one went astray. One went astray. And the Bible says in both places, it says the man left the 99. He left the 99. I'm going to talk to you a few minutes about the 99. Can I do that? 99. Said he left the 99. And he went after the one. Did he not? Wasn't complete, folks. That's what this whole chapter's about. He was not complete until he had the 100.
Amen.
You hear me? Y'all know what that means. Complete. The woman that lost a piece of silver, she had 10. She lost one. She didn't hunt the 9. She hunted the 1. Think about it. Think about it. I want to talk to us about the 99. You know the prodigal son.
Yeah.
What it says about it, people puts him as a backslider, but the Bible straightly tells you he was dead and lost.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Dead and lost. It's a picture of a man being a child, my friend, in safety. And they left that safe mode. Hallelujah. I thank God for the 99.
Amen.
Don't you?
Amen.
Don't you? Well, preacher, there ain't no rejoicing in heaven. It said there's rejoicing over one sinner that repented. In heaven. They'll rejoice. Alan, you part of the 99 now, ain't you? Huh? One day they rejoiced over you. One day they did. Thank God now you're 99. Preacher, the 99 don't get no rejoicing. Beg your pardon. They've already rejoiced over them. Yes, they have. I can prove it to you. I can prove it to you by the prodigal son. Yes, sir. We feel sometimes that we just get preached to. I know you do. I ain't no idiot. I know you feel sometimes. I know how people feel sometimes. They leave this house and they say, Lord, I just get tired of getting preached to. I know you do. I know how people think. You believe it or not. But listen. The 99. He left. Ain't it good? Ain't it good that you can leave the 99?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Ain't it good that you can leave the 99 at home, back in the pasture,
yeah,
and go hunt that one?
Yeah.
Ain't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Isn't it wonderful? We do the same thing, folks.
Yeah.
We do. We get it on our hearts about somebody, my friend. I guarantee you, we hunting them. We're searching. When the church gets a burden, my friend, for them that are lost, them that's in our midst, you may be coming every Sunday.
Bless
you. I'm going to tell you, my question this morning is, are you part of the 99?
Yeah, listen. Amen.
Are you part of the 99? There's something to the 99.
Yeah.
There's something to that that's still at home.
Yeah.
Yes, sir?
Yeah.
Yes, sir? Bible says when the prodigal son come home, that the elder son was out in the field.
Yeah.
Toiling.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Toiling. He was working. Out in the field. And when he come home, he heard a great commotion.
Yeah.
Something going on.
Yeah.
Asked two of the servants over there and said, what's going on? Said, thy brother has come home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thy brother has come home.
Yeah.
He said, he didn't say nothing. He didn't go in. Wasn't going in. Puffed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had never had no feast for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Had never killed no calf for me. I've been here all along.
Yeah.
Listen, part of the 99. I get how it feels sometimes.
Yeah.
Preacher just preaches to me. He preaches to us. It don't matter what I do. It don't matter how I am. He just preaches to me. Get the feeling that way sometimes, don't you? Lord, give him a honey message.
Yeah.
Lord, give him something else. I'm going to tell you something. I'm on a hunt for a sheep.
Bless you, Lord. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I really ain't worried too much about the 99.
Bless him.
Preacher, you shouldn't say that. Fact. This man didn't worry about him, did he? He left him. Left him. Went after that sheep.
Yeah.
Brethren, that one sheep made his fold.
Yeah.
The elder man. The elder brother. The Bible says that the father come out to him.
Yeah.
He wouldn't come in, but the father come out to him.
Yeah.
Did he not?
No.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
What's going on? He said, you've killed the calf. Said, I've always been here.
Yeah.
Said, I ain't never run around. I ain't never played the harlot and adultery and all such as that. Never went nowhere. And the father looked at him and they said, yeah. I said, all I have is thine. All I have is thine.
Yeah.
Folks, you've got access to all that the Father has.
Amen.
Yes, you do. the 99 that need no repentance.
Amen.
What the Bible says, that need no repentance. By our actions, I'm going to say this. The scripture don't say it, but by our actions, my friend, we don't have that many come to the altar. You know that? We must not need repentance. Today, that's a good thing. 99 just persons.
Yeah.
That's what it called them. 99 just persons.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm part of the 99, ain't you?
Amen. Yeah.
Part of it.
Yeah.
You say, preacher, what does that have to do with what you started with in Sunday school? Probably don't have a whole lot, but I will say this. I will say this. Thank God I'm part of the 99.
Amen.
And I know what I got.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Ain't nobody has to tell me what I got. Nobody has to refresh my memory of what I got. Do you know that? Very seldom do I even go back to the night that I got saved.
Amen.
Very seldom.
Amen.
Every now and again I will, but very seldom.
Amen.
I don't, my friend, they's been things galore.
Yeah.
Huh? They's been hundreds of things. They's been thousands of things. They's been things that God has told me and asked me, and thank God showed me.
Yeah.
Hadn't he you?
Yeah.
I've seen, I don't know about you, but I've seen some things on my journey.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I've seen some familiar things.
Yes.
Yeah.
You ever go to vacation on the same place? You know what you'll do? That second and third time, you get to looking for them signs.
Yeah.
You don't go by what road you're on. Huh? You don't pay attention to what highway you own or nothing else. You just know by the signs you're getting close. Don't you?
Yeah.
Folks, it works the same way spiritually.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I've been on the same road before. Hadn't you?
Yeah.
I've been going down the same lane before. I preached on things, and I've often said this. I have preached on things, but to my knowledge, I never have preached the same thing twice. I've preached on the same topic twice, maybe the same scripture twice, maybe three or four times. But it normally comes out different.
Yeah.
You know that, crap? It just normally comes out different. God's got a way of getting our attention. I'm going to
be honest with you this morning. If you can't live with the fact that God told Joshua, "As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee." Then he told Joshua, he said, "You tell the people to keep the commandments that Moses had given them."
Yeah.
"Turn not to the right and turn not to the left." Listen, folks, you got no business running off road.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
You got no business, my friend, running the trails.
Amen.
Listen, when them temptations come, you ought to just pray that God help you overcome them.
Amen.
He'll do it. He'll do it. These thoughts that go through my mind. Terrible thought.
Yeah.
Absolutely ungodly thought.
Yeah.
Don't even know where they come from.
But you know what I do? I do not entertain.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's where the difference is. That's what gets you in trouble.
Amen.
The imagination that goes on in that mind, my friend, most of the time is corrupt.
Amen.
Not all the time, but most of the time.
Yeah.
It is corrupt. But brethren, best thing you can do is let it run.
Amen.
Just let her go.
Amen.
Preacher, I don't know how to do that. It's because you have entertained.
Amen. Yeah.
It's because you have stopped that thought.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, and you've entertained that thought. And you've looked at it and you've examined it.
Yeah.
And you know what James says about it?
Yeah.
It says no man's tempted of God with evil. For God tempteth no man with evil. That's what it says.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. But a man is tempted. A man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust.
Amen.
That's what James says.
Yeah.
And when lust has conceived. Did you get that part?
Yeah.
Did you get that part? It changed, folks. It changed when that temptation became lust.
Yeah.
When lust conceives, it brings forth sin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what this book says about sin? This is what James says in the New Testament. He said, and when sin is finished, it brings forth death.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Death. It'll rob you. It won't just rob you, it'll kill you.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what it says in the first chapter of the book of Joshua? He told some of them they could inherit the land that Moses gave them. He said, but your men's going to arm themselves and go over. Fight with the brethren until they get rest.
Yeah.
Says then you can come back and enjoy.
Yeah.
What he said?
Yeah.
Enjoy your land.
Yeah.
You know what them that he charged that with told him? Said we're gonna go with you. Said we'll go wherever you send us, and we'll do whatever you want us to do.
Yeah.
And he said if we have any that does not this. Did you hear that? He told them. He said, they shall be put to death. They shall be put to death. How serious is it that you keep the commandments of God?
Amen.
These people just wouldn't let loose, my friend. It was not that God was going to be with Joshua as he was with Moses, if Joshua wasn't the person that Moses was.
Amen.
Do you hear me? You may look at your great grandmothers, you may look at your great grandfathers, you may look at your grandfathers, and you may look and see, boy, them people's old fogey. They just old fogey. They don't know what's going on. Can I tell you something? As a 15-year-old boy, I felt like my daddy was over the hill. I did. I felt like Papa done gone over the hill. They didn't know nothing. But I did. I did. I know something.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Just ask me. I'll tell you. Do you know what happened? Something changed.
Yeah.
Her. Something changed. The Lord got to dealing with me. He got to dealing with my heart. And you know what? I got saved.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I got saved. September. One Wednesday night, September 1970. I was 15 years old. I got saved. That didn't change altogether every opinion I had, but it changed a lot. It changed me. And I got to looking at things. And I turned 20, 21, I got to looking and thinking, well, my dad probably know more than I thought he did.
Yeah.
I had a kid of my own.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Thanks, Mom.
And I'd get to thinking about how daddy treated me. And how he tried to teach me, how he tried to show me. And I got to thinking, that man's smarter than I thought he was.
Yeah.
My granddaddy was way smarter than him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Don't look around, my friend. Don't think that you got an original thought.
Yeah.
That's a blessing.
Do you know that? You said, preacher, you sound about like me. I think all these old people done gone over the hill, they don't know what. Huh? That ain't the way it is. That ain't the way it is. I believe, if memory serves me right, Moses was 120 year old. Moses was 120 year old. If I've got my math right, Joshua was around 80 when he started this. 80. So, 80 years he had been around Moses. Pretty much. Think about it. He'd been around Moses for quite a while. And he seen some things out of Moses. And I'm going to say again that Joshua stayed pretty close to Moses in his upbringing. There's men and women alike, I've told you in my life, that has helped me as a Christian. As a Christian, they have helped me. And I can honestly say, they ain't none of them just took me and set me down and went over everything. We didn't do that. Preacher, what do you mean? I mean that of which they live.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That come out of their mouth, Robert, they live.
Mm-hmm.
They lived it. They knowed it. And they knowed how it was. Sister Myrtle Goodnight, probably a very precious lady in my life. She is redheaded. That woman get to shouting. It wouldn't be a minute until she'd come out of that pew. She'd get dancing. Yes, sir. Now, when I was 15 and lost, I thought she was crazy. I really did. But when I got saved, when she get happy, there's something got happy in me.
Yeah. Amen.
There's something that I just couldn't hardly contain.
Yeah.
Ain't that the way it works, folks?
Yeah.
Listen. If you ain't getting a gist of it, if you ever needed the Lord, you need Him now.
Yeah. Amen.
You're never too young to need the Lord.
Amen.
Nor are you ever too old to need the Lord. And to know what it is to lean upon Him.
Yeah.
Lean upon Him. Here I find Joshua around 80 year old, fixing to take on the leadership of the children of Israel, and he's nervous.
Yeah.
Guarantee you, he's nervous. Fixing to go across into a land that they ain't never been.
Yeah.
Didn't know what they was gonna face. Had no clue. Had no clue. But listen to me. God set him down and talked to him, and he said, Joshua, he said, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. He told him 3 or 4 times, he said, be of good courage. Be of good courage. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Our young people needs to see some older folks that's got some good courage.
Amen.
Yes, they do.
Amen.
They need to see something out of us, my friend, that they do not see in the world.
Yes.
Rightfully so. Rightfully so. Do you know, brethren coming to a church and pastoring a church, that a lot of times you have to put away, most of the time, you have to put away your own feelings.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Is that not right?
That's right. Bless him, Jesus.
Yeah.
You can't wire your feelings right here.
Amen.
And pastor a church and be a good pastor.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
I've went into churches, my friend, that the pastor get up and he'd just lambast them. Just lambast them. These dirty dogs. Lord, help me with that.
Yeah.
He helped me with that. There's been some times I wanted to. There's been some times I had the right to.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I've told them this time, but it's made a believer out of me.
We had singing on third Saturday night, Dry Creek Baptist Church. I was the pastor. We had 3 or 4 preachers there.
And on this particular third Saturday night, we didn't have a choir director. We didn't have a couple more deacons. We didn't have none of the preachers show up. That wasn't the bad part. You know what the bad part was? I know where they was. I know where they was. We got home that Saturday night. Lord, we're going to take care of this. That's what I felt in my heart. We're going to take care of this.
Yeah.
Come Sunday morning, there's all there.
Bless the Lord.
Everybody present.
I done had the scripture.
Bless the Lord.
And I had the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lord, we're gonna take care of this situation.
Never happened to me again. First time never happened to me. About 12:05, they liked to sing. They was on the last song. I was sitting right up here, pews run this way, and I was sitting right on this end.
Them back doors open. The other man walked in that church and sat right there on that front bench.
Preacher man. Lord spoke to me and he said, he's got the message. That's what he said. Alan, I sat there and I said, he don't have it. I got it. I know I have. Lord spoke to me again. Robert, he said, he's got the message.
I don't know when I give in, but somewhere between there and there, I give in. And I got up and I said, Brother Farrell Ray, you going to bring a message this morning? Come on, Farrell. He hadn't been sitting there 5 minutes. Listen, he got up. And boys, he had the message. Seriously, he had the message. He got every one of them. Lord, I just amen and all. He finished with them. He got me too.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Lord knows how to work things.
Yeah.
He knows how to do things.
Yeah.
Do you know what you got to do as an individual? You've got to listen to that still small voice.
Bless him, Lord.
And know, there's a verse that says, and know that I am the Lord. And know that I am the Lord. Are you part of the 99?
Bless him, Lord Jesus.
Can you identify with the scripture that God gave Joshua? As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. Folks, I'm going to tell you, it's been a little strange, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I'm going to say this morning. I feel very deeply. As an individual, as a child of the Lord, you can take this to the bank, as they say. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. I will not fail thee. I will not forsake thee. Hallelujah. Glory. It ought to be in your heart. It ought to be something, my friend, that you live with day by day.
Amen.
Listen, this book teaches that you ought to meditate upon these words night and day. Is that not what it says? It's in there. It's in there. Preacher, I get so busy. How in the world can you meditate? If you'll ask the Lord, He'll help you. You hear me? If you'll ask the Lord, He'll help you.
Amen.
You hear me? Preacher, I got too many other things going on. Number one problem. Can I tell you something? The devil will occupy every minute of your life if you'll listen to him. If you'll listen to him, he will. I can't. I can't help but to believe that the 99, which are just, have no need of repentance. It's what the book said. Not me. It's what the book said. I'm glad I am a child of the King. You, as an individual, you may think that the Lord's way is a cowardly way, or a way that's not too impressing. But I'm going to tell you something. It'll be the best life you've ever lived.
Amen.
If you just give your heart and life to Jesus, because He will not fail you. And He will not forsake you. And I'm going to tell you something. And He will not lead you into the paths of the world.
Amen.
He will not. He will not. His ways are righteous.
Amen.
His ways are true. And I'll tell you, it'll do you good as an individual to walk in them.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this. Walk in them when you don't even feel like it. Walk in them when you don't even feel a thing.
Yeah.
Stay with it.
Amen.
It'll bless you beyond compare. Yes, it will.
Yeah.
He's my rock. He's my sword. He's my shield.
Yeah.
Preacher, that's a kid's song. Oh, but it's very strong.
Amen.
It's got vitamins in it.
Amen.
It does. It's got vitamins. I'd go ask them to get a verse of a song.